This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The future belongs to storytellers, and that especially includes filmmakers, being able to craft a compelling narrative, fiction or non-fiction, and put it on the screen is a powerful act, and it is a worthy investment in so many ways. So how is San Antonio developing its local filmmaking talent? What is the film scene in San Antonio? We invite you to call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org as we talk about filmmaking in San Antonio. Our guest this afternoon, we're joined by Crystal Jones, film commissioner for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture, Dagoberto Patlan. He is the chair of the San Antonio Arts Commission Film Committee. Manuel Solis is the programmer for the Cine Festival at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. And Min Vu is with us on the line. She is the senior marketing coordinator for the Texas Film Commission. Welcome to The Source, all of you. It's great to have you here.
Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Crystal Jones, tell me about what's happening with the Arts and Culture Department at City of San Antonio and why y'all are so interested in developing films here.
Well, this really started with an effort a little over 2 years ago, I'd say, when the film community came to the city to express the importance not only of filmmaking, but also of reinvigorating the Film Commission division to make sure that we are putting our best foot forward when it comes to attracting film and also developing our local film talent. I came on to the scene about almost a year and a half ago from the Visit San Antonio, the Tourism Bureau. And so knowing how filmmaking can also attract tourists and also help develop our workforce. So we have a strategic plan that came out of that process with the local film community that was implemented in October of 2016. It included a 7.5% film incentive to attract productions to come to San Antonio and also has a concentrated effort on marketing our film scene. So with that, we've developed filmsanantonio.com, which is a comprehensive site to get all of your film resources, and then also a comprehensive location database and also a crew and resource database so that when productions come to town, they can find qualified people to work on the job.
And this is what producers and directors are looking for.
Absolutely. Mainly when you're talking about folks that are looking to come to a different city or state, they're looking for what kind of incentives or rebate programs are in place, but then they're also looking at what is the talent of the crew and also what does the locations look like. And from a locations perspective, especially San Antonio is really prime territory because our incentive that we have covers 8 counties. So you have everything from the hill country to the finer amenities of a downtown area and places that look like New Orleans or even Europe. It's really a prime location place.
And directors, producers are looking for a one location where they can get different types of looks. They can go to the Wild Horse Desert that we have to our southeast and also to the hill country. They can get all sorts of looks. And so Dago, the chair of the San Antonio Arts Commission Film Committee, you're a filmmaking veteran.
Well, in a way, yes. I've been involved in several feature films over several years. I worked on 6 different films in various capacities, and it's just seeing these productions happen and seeing how the folks work and understanding the process, just looking back and understanding what are the needs of the folks with the boots on the ground and really looking at what happens to them after that job is over is why I got involved.
But you see it as an industry.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is an industry. I mean, we all have, this is our daily job. There are programs that are being filmed, reality shows that are being filmed, sound people, directors, ACs, DPs, grips. It's an industry just like any other.
So people who are below the line.
Yes, absolutely. So a lot of folks, when you think about film, you only think about the actors.
Who are above the line.
Correct. But there are hundreds, at least tens, if not hundreds of people that are involved below the line. And those are the folks that these incentives are for. It's to keep them employed so that they don't have to travel to different places to get those jobs. And that's one of the reasons why San Antonio and this incentive are so important.
And also a big part of developing a local filmmaking scene is having film festivals. And one of them we have here is the Cine Festival at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. And that is a premier film festival that attracts talent from around the nation, and they exhibit here. And so, Manuel Solis, you're the programmer. So talk about that.
Yeah, so basically, Cine Festival is coming up this July 5th through 8th. It's going to be the 40th anniversary of the film festival, believe it or not. I think it's very, very significant that the festival has been around this long. And in the way that the other guests were talking about, I mean, Cine Festival has always been a draw in terms of Latino names, Latino filmmakers. One of the, I think, fun stories, one of the nice stories that was coming out this week in regards to the Oscars was, Guillermo del Toro winning Best Director and winning Best Picture.
Shape of Water.
For The Shape of Water. And for those that don't know, Guillermo del Toro screened at Cine Festival, his first film, Kronos. This was back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So I just point to him specifically because, Cine Festival has had that history of bringing filmmakers in.
And these filmmakers frequently are very accessible. Yes. And sometimes they lead workshops. They work with young screenwriters looking to help them develop their talent and tell their stories.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great things about Cine Festival is just the accessibility of the guests that we have. And then also in terms of, this coming year, we are making a commitment not only to our San Antonio high school students that we showcase every year, but to Texas filmmakers in general with just kind of a series of master classes, workshops, a Texas Filmmaker Summit, if you want to call it that, where we're bringing in professors who've taught at the UT Film School and making them accessible to the San Antonio community.
Min Vu at the Texas Film Commission, people are looking at that state incentive, producers especially. What's happening with that?
Sure. I mean, we're leveraging and continuing to, use all of what we've been funded as effectively as we can. We recently have released some economic impact data on our website. Since 2007, there's been at least $1.39 billion kind of spent into the Texas economy because of these industries. We were creating jobs, kind of like Dago was saying as well, over 153,000 since 2007. We're focusing as much as we can in using effectively, what we have in our incentive program, but also touting all the other services that Crystal was also mentioning that she offers at a local level, but at a state level, we also have a locations library that has an extensive, photo gallery of different locations across Texas, different landscapes. We're also partnering with other film festivals in the state, including Cine Festival, of, promoting and encouraging avenues that our local filmmakers can utilize to tell their stories and to share their stories. So while the incentive definitely is a major factor, we're also, encouraging people to use all the other resources that we offer as well on our website and just giving us a call that way.
We're talking about filmmaking in San Antonio and in Texas. It's important for tourism, defining our culture, telling our stories, big and small, fiction and nonfiction. What's the future of the film industry here in San Antonio? What questions do you have, comments? The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. We'll get to some calls when we come back from this break. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Stay tuned. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. People, film informs people. It motivates people, inspires people. Why not tell our stories by our own people who know these stories? It's their stories. Who else would you want to do that other than the folks here from San Antonio? We're talking about San Antonio's film industry. If you got a question or a comment, call in. The number is 210-614-8980. And we're joined by Senator Jose Menendez. And Senator Menendez, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, David. It's always good to be with you and the listeners of The Source. I enjoy your program every day. But I was listening and very intently because one of the most important things is that every single legislative session, the incentives at the state level come under fire. In the last session, it seemed that what some of the Tea Party opponents were saying was that this was just a slush fund to help Hollywood, wealthy Hollywood companies, directors, and producers subsidize them. And what I liked, what I've been hearing so far, and what's really going to be critical, is that we keep track of the investment at the local level, and that we talk to legislators individually now, in the time between now and next session, which is January, so that they can see the benefits to their communities. Because if not, we're never going to see any sort of improvement in the incentives. And I'm knowledgeable about how Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, all the states surrounding Texas have been taking film projects and TV projects away from us, and some of them even acting as if they were being filmed in Texas, portraying what's supposed to be Texas, and really they're in New Mexico or Oklahoma.
All right, Senator Menendez, thank you so much for calling in. Let me get a reaction from our panel on that, particularly the comment that these are liberal Hollywood types, but there's all types of filmmakers. There's Christian filmmaking. That's a big industry right now. You know, it doesn't discriminate on who gets these advantages. So, Men Vu, can you comment on that from the Texas Film Commission?
You know, I think it's important to talk about how this industry is serving the local communities, right? In the kind of economic impact data that we've released, the projects that come to a community are benefiting small local businesses and the people that live in that community. You know, they may be using for construction and set construction. They may be pouring money into a lumber yard that might not have seen this type of revenue without a film production kind of coming in, and it happens so quickly. You know, sometimes these productions are over 6 days, 45 days, you know, they can range, and it's a really, it's important to realize that it's not necessarily getting out of Texas, it's actually being kept here in Texas.
Some films have defined an area like Giant did for Marfa, Texas, and people still go out there to see that and celebrate that film. And then other films that have been made around the state, the same thing, Paris, Texas, also. So Crystal Jones, can you talk about how it's important that we can continue to celebrate these movies and they attract people?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's not only telling our stories, but it's also showcasing our wonderful areas and why people should come here. And it's a part of our film culture as a city. So there's been significant filming that's happened here in San Antonio. And one of the ways that we're celebrating that is through a partnership with TPR, actually, with the Made in SA film series. So we're showing movies like Wings at Fort Sam Houston, where it was filmed, Viva Max and Hemisphere, kind of close to the Alamo.
Well, they used the Alamo. I mean,
yes, they did, but we're going to have it in Hemisphere Park. Okay. And then we're having Miss Congeniality in Arneson River Theater, Selena at the Central Library, Go Down Death on Sunset Station. So some fantastic films to showcase why having San Antonio appear on a film is very important, not only for the workforce to have people working on that film, but also to showcase the beauty of our city. When I used to travel internationally for the Tourism Bureau, people, especially in Germany, would say, Alamo, the movie, yes. They know the Alamo from the movie, even though it wasn't filmed at the Alamo.
It was Bracketville?
In Bracketville. But still, people do know San Antonio through that movie. So just making sure that we are represented well in the films that tell our stories, but also in filmmaking as a whole.
Back to the phones. This is Alex. And hi, Alex. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Alex Schenker, and I wanted to thank you for taking my call. I'm a member of the San Antonio film community. I was a part of the small stakeholders group that helped get the incentive pushed through. I've been spending the last 11 years in Los Angeles, have moved back home to be a part of this film industry because I believe that this is one of the most thriving and brilliant economies. It is such a culturally rich and beautiful place. And my comment is, I want to stress for everybody who's out there, this is happening. We've got three projects that we're bringing to San Antonio right now that are large-scale studio projects that will all be shot here in San Antonio. And the support that we've gotten from the Texas Film Commission, from the Music Commission especially, from Brendan Anthony, Crystal Jones, and all of them, it's really pretty remarkable what's happening here.
Alex, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Dagoberto Patlin, do you want to respond?
Well, I mean, that's just an example of again, bringing projects to San Antonio and having the workforce that can support it. And that's one of the important things we need to stress here is that films, we can provide the locations, But what's important is that we also, that when they come here, that they have the proper back, the proper support once they get here. And you can only do that by continuing to cultivate people and making sure that they have the skill set. When you look at San Antonio and the workforce, when they come, as Crystal said before, it's not just the places. We want to make sure that when they come here that the sound people are qualified, the camera operators and the grips and the gaffers are qualified. And so with what we're doing here, you have to have a work base to be able to support those films.
Right, but I also want to talk about, you know, these big films are fantastic, but also I'm interested in the small personal films, even from, you know, like Robert Rodriguez started out as just a local kid making movies on his VHS, editing between two VHS and camcorder, and, you know, encouraging young talent and exploring and giving them help. And is that happening here in San Antonio, Manuel Solis?
I believe so. I think one of the strengths in the San Antonio film community is just the quality of work that's on the high school level. And this is attributed to the great film schools that we have here, whether it's Northeast School of the Art, Arts Cinema North, Cinema South San Antonio, CC. You have all these various programs that are training these younger kids to seek out film schools. You know, I've talked to some of these students after the screenings, and they're literally choosing between NYU or UT or UCLA and USC. And these are students, both young men and young women, that are coming out of these high school programs.
Yeah, so we need to make sure that we take care of our young talent and make sure mm-hmm. that they follow the right path. Crystal?
So there's a couple of different avenues that the San Antonio Film Commission is doing to support the local filmmaking community. So one, for the high school students and for filmmakers as a whole, we have a contest. We are launching the Film Essay Contest in its second year, and there's three categories. One is the San Antonio City of Gastronomy category for students ages 17 to 21. And then we have a Locations of San Antonio category that is really like a commercial for San Antonio, why we're film friendly through our locations. And the third category is Stories of San Antonio to fit in with our tricentennial year. And particularly the student competition, we ran it last year, and it was a partnership with the World Heritage Office. And this was an opportunity for local high school students and college students to be recognized on a local level. And if they won the local contest, they were pushed to an international contest, which was with the Organization of World Heritage Cities. And we had our 14 to 17 year old category, now a senior at Harlandale High School. She won the entire international competition. We have fantastic young talent here that we want to cultivate, and we'll cultivate it through contest. And then we also have a local filmmaker grant, which grants five filmmakers $5,000 grants to work on their project. And we just announced those five filmmakers that will be working on their project through this year, and then we'll showcase those films in a showcase.
And I think the key thing we need to point out here is once they leave and they go get their education, we have to provide them jobs to come back here. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen in the past is they don't come back because there isn't the work here. So if we can, we're creating them at the high school level, they go off and get their college education, and I can think of about a half dozen names, and they either stay in New York or they start traveling, but the work isn't here, or there's not enough work here. And that's what we're trying to do here, is to build enough work so that they can come back here, live here, and work here.
Okay, another caller. Got a lot of calls here. This is Matt. Hi, Matt. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a working actor in L.A. I lived out in L.A. for 10 years. I was raised in San Antonio, and I currently live in San Antonio. But I, you know, I have to fly back and forth from San Antonio to L.A. to not only go on auditions and work, but to train, just to train how to be an actor and to be the kind of actor that they need to be able to be in front of a camera doesn't really exist here in San Antonio. So it would be nice to be able to work and not have to travel so much and stay in my hometown and be able to do what I love here in San Antonio.
Okay, Matt, thank you for that. Crystal Jones, Film Commissioner for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture Training. people who want to be on in front of the camera.
Yes, so that's one thing that we're also working on with the Film Commission. It is a goal to have a workshop that's related to the film industry at least quarterly to start out. And we actually started out with an actor's gym. It was a 5-week workshop with an LA director that came out, and he runs this workshop in LA. And he came here. We did a 5-week course with 20 actors. We used 5 local screenwriters to actually write the scripts. And it ended up with some fantastic reels that actors can use to go and use them for real auditions. But in the meantime, we're also partnering with casting directors and also production companies to try to get more auditions to be held here in San Antonio. So that's what we're doing from that standpoint. But we are doing some quarterly workshops that are focused on that. And that was our first focus.
So what kind of things do you learn in these acts? So apparently someone who's never been in front of a camera before other than just horsing around, then you're think, I really want to do this professionally. There's a glossary that you've got to master. You got to know what they're talking about. You've got to know what a mark is and how to tailor to a lens, I guess. I mean, what do they learn?
Well, they learned a lot in that 5 weeks. So this was actually a really in-depth on the scene, a real set kind of feel. So we were in 5 different locations. So they not only learned even the basics on film etiquette 101 on how to be quiet on the set when other people are acting because they had to watch folks, but they learned how to practice with their other actors, how to block the scenes. And then they only had one take to do their take. So they also learned how to critique other actors and learn how they can improve through their partners. They were always paired with a partner. So they learned so much more, of course. But it was really the basics. And they also had, with 20 actors, you had people who were just starting out, but also seasoned veterans of them.
So these are the things you have to learn, you have to know in order to be taken seriously if you're going to show up in Hollywood or someplace where they have an industry. And so once you know these things, can you find work in San Antonio, Dago?
Well, that's really the question. The San Antonio Film Commission does have a website where they have the casting calls for the different films that come into town, and that's basically where a lot of folks go. They send out emails, they send out blasts through their Facebook page, and that's basically where we find our information. There are films that are here. A lot of the work is primarily what I've seen lately are a lot of commercials coming through here, and those are 1 or 2 day things, 3 day things, but it's still work. And another thing that's happening a lot is television, and that's one of the things that I think is one of the that we see a lot happening in Texas are television series. And those are the kind of jobs that I really like to see happening because those are more long-term. Films come and go, but a film series, if a city can grab a film series, I mean a TV series, they can be here for 1 season, 2 seasons, 3 seasons, 4 seasons. They can be here for quite a long time, and that's a lot of jobs for a lot of people for quite a while.
Looking for that Breaking Bad for San Antonio.
Absolutely, and that also brings something new to the table, which is tourism. People come and go visit those places. That makes a new destination for San Antonio. People that want to go see where that scene was shot.
And you want the city to be a character in the story because San Antonio has such a strong character and it would inform the story and it would certainly be different than any other place in America for sure. We're going to continue our conversation as we talk about telling San Antonio's story through film, through television, through all other digital media. And what do you want to know about that? Do you want to figure out how you can become part of it? Do you have a question? Do you have a career you want to get launched? The number to call in is 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this quick break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're looking at the big picture for San Antonio's film industry, what's happening, what resources are available for producers locally and internationally, Hollywood, when they come to San Antonio to making films, what role can you play in making San Antonio a film mecca? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Ted is on the line. And Ted, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. I had a couple questions regarding to the lady that was mentioning about the quarterly acting sessions. Where do you find out more information about that? And then is there a minimum age requirement?
All right, Crystal Jones.
Yeah, so our workshops can be found on filmsanantonio.com. And we also have an email that's distributed through that website. The workshops that we have will focus on different categories of filmmaking. So we just wrapped up a production assistant workshop that was a partnership with the state to do a couple weeks ago. And we're coming up with our next quarterly workshop. But each one will kind of change focus. But there's also an audition dissection class that's held by a local filmmaker here. So you might want to look up audition dissection online, and we can put that on our website as well. But Film San Antonio is your go-to resource for these topics.
And Min Vu with the Texas Film Commission, what about statewide?
Helping? Sure, yeah. And similarly, we have like an events calendar where we list different workshops that are happening that other maybe industry associations are offering. And so that's always up to date. There's a category specifically for workshops. We try to do what we can as well with the state to kind of provide some workshops and learning opportunities. And, you know, there are basically our website, TexasFilmCommission.com, has a lot of those resources. Our online Texas Production Directory will also list different colleges and universities that offer film-related degrees and associations. And you can kind of narrow it down depending on your region. So specifically for San Antonio, like the San Antonio Film Commission as well, it'll just supplement kind of what's there.
Dago Patlan at the San Antonio Film Commission, you're the chair of the committee. How much synergy is there between San Antonio and Austin and other metroplexes?
Well, we definitely talk to each other. I mean, we just had a workshop here with the Texas Film Commission just a couple of weeks ago talking about how to make other municipalities film-friendly. It's a really nice, vibrant community. We do talk to each other, and we all work together. The idea is making Texas a strong place to film. And so, yes, I mean, we do all work together. The idea is to cultivate a film community and a strong film base in Texas. Just like when you see the Georgia Peach out there, it's not one city, it's a state. And that's really what we need to do here in Texas, is to make Texas strong, and that's really the focus.
So if they have a job in San Antonio, does Austin come in and they sweep up these jobs?
Well, let's just say that our employees, the folks that are working here, when they travel to Austin, they work on a local rate, but the Austin folks do come here and work on a local rate. I mean, we all have to work, and so I think there's a give and take on both sides.
We have to demonstrate that our people are just as good as Austin's people.
Absolutely. And so we do have – I mean, I know personally that our folks are traveling to Austin to work as well, so there's a give and take.
Okay, another caller. This is Eric. Hi, Eric. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I am a local screenwriter, and I was wondering, would I be able to pitch my screenplay at the Cine Festival?
Eric, thank you for the call. And so this is Manuel Solis, programmer for the Cine Festival at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center.
Sure. At this point, we're in the process of putting together our workshops that are going to be happening at Cine Festival this summer. And I do think that we are going to be looking at the screenwriting component. I do think one of the challenges for San Antonio filmmakers is you have two different areas of expertise. You know, one is the storytelling, one is the physical act of filmmaking. And I think sometimes it's very hard for some of our filmmakers to have that balance. You either find it's very strong on one end or not as strong on the other. So screenwriting is definitely something that we want to continue to focus on. So as of right now, we don't have necessarily a pitching session planned, but I think maybe that's something that we'll talk with Crystal about and see if that's something that we can develop for the festival this year.
The Cine Festival has had pitch sessions that Sundance Film Festival has been involved in the past, that's correct?
Yes, we've had a screenwriting lab that we've done with Sundance in the past, and we've also had pitch sessions before with Sundance and some other entities as well.
So a pitch session, how would that work?
Well, in the past when we've worked on pitching, like we've actually had is it micro pitching, where
right.
You have a group of producers or experts in the field, distributors, and you have, you know, these filmmakers coming in, and they have, you know, about sometimes 5, sometimes 10, sometimes 15 minutes to kind of get their story across and then get some really good feedback in terms of becoming better at pitching and then maybe better defining their story.
And just having someone hear them and tell them, well, this is where I see a problem. I really like this part of your story. Maybe you can develop this. And It's just part of the process. I mean, some people work on screenplays for years and years and years as part of polishing that. And being able to do that from San Antonio, I think that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I think so. And as Dago mentioned, we have had a history of that through the Sundance Screenwriters Lab. That's a program that was started by Jim Mendiola and Cruz Ortiz. And I believe that's something that they're going to continue to pursue and base out of San Antonio. And ourselves, I mean, the festival has complemented screenwriting in many ways. And we had a contest, screenwriting contest, not too long ago, where we actually gave a prize and we presented a stage reading of the screenplay at the festival. So that's kind of what led into the Sundance Lab. So, I look at the Austin Film Festival and what they're doing with that and their focus on screenwriters. And I've always felt that that was something that could be applied to San Antonio to get us a little bit more experience on that end of the production.
Here's another caller. This is Ada. Ada, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually one of those filmmakers who left the city, and I've come back, you know, eons, but years later. And I felt very disconnected with the film community, especially being of African-American descent. And one of the things that I wanted to raise in terms of the film commission, film community, is diversity. We're talking about diversity in Hollywood, behind and in front of the camera. I don't see that much here. Of course, when we talk about diversity, this is a primarily Hispanic city, so you do see Hispanics. But when you're talking about the African-American community and our involvement in the film commission, the film community, the arts community, I don't see or feel the warmth or the outreach as far as that in terms of apprenticeship as well. So I wanted them to speak to that. And also, it, just in terms of the grants, and when grants are offered, I mean, I started my first film with a $5,000 grant, so it's possible, but 10,000 years later, it's hard. But who's on the panel with the grants? Do you have a diverse panel? Are you doing outreach in the community to attract more folks of color? So those are the kind of things that I wanted to bring up in terms of the Film Commission speaking to diversity.
All right, Ada, I'm glad you called in. Thank you so much. Let me get the reaction. First, I'll go to Crystal Jones. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that this is changing, in my opinion. Our actors' gym was 20 actors, and we had about, I believe, 5 African-Americans included, people of all diverse backgrounds. I mean, it was a really diverse cast of folks, including our screenwriters as well. So this is something that we're working on different avenues to get the word out. We have on our film committee, we have Nettie Hinton. She's a longstanding citizen of District 2, and she's also very vocalized this concern. And so we're working on different avenues to get information out to constituents of all different diverse backgrounds, economically speaking, and racially speaking as well. I mean, just
and disability as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And Min Vu with the Texas Film Commission, how is diversity being factored into statewide?
Sure, and I think that is reflected really in kind of the different film festivals that we have across the state. You know, we're tracking over 100 and trying to form these partnerships with as many of them as we can, some of which are concentrated in, you know, specific avenues, whether it's in diverse voices or, you know, there are African-American film festivals, there's Asian-American film festivals, Latino film festivals such as Cine Festival. And so really, you know, working with those festivals that might have the audience that we want to also reach and we want to be available to, and we want to make sure that they're aware of the resources that are free from our office for all, you know, for all of our Texas residents and anyone that's interested. And so really just, you know, partnering with these organizations that can help amplify our message to maybe audiences that otherwise wouldn't have heard what we're offering.
And Manuel Solis at Cine Festival, I mean, shouldn't we be talking about, I mean, diversity is a strength of San Antonio.
Oh, yes, yes. I've always felt that in the same way that Cine Festival has helped, you know, cultivate the Latino film community in San Antonio, I've always felt that there should be an African-American component, you know, not necessarily a component of Cine Festival, but an African-American film festival in San Antonio. I mean, I think it's a growing community. I think that would be
great. Doesn't Carver do something?
I believe they do screenings, mm-hmm. Programs, but in terms of like a full-fledged, you know, San Antonio African-American film festival, I've never really heard of one. I mean, I've worked on specific programs that are targeted to the African-American community, but it's something that's never really been sustained over a long period of time. And I know with Cine Festival, you know, we have tried to balance some of that programming out. I mean, we've worked very closely with Yaqui Smith, who's an African-American filmmaker and teaches at the University of Texas, and he's from San Antonio. So we've screened his work in the past. He's helping us with a special program of UT filmmakers at this upcoming festival. We've also screened films like Imperial Dreams that featured John Boyega before his big break with Star Wars. So I do think there have been moments where we've been able to present some of those films, but I do think if there was a full support for African American Film Festival, I do think that would help in terms of cultivating, you know, that community or that audience a little bit more.
Being able to tell authentic stories, authentic voices with the actors who know these stories and can relate to them, stories that obviously I think that America is hungry for. We're seeing that now at the box office. So what's next? How can San Antonio be part of that equation? Call in. The number is 210-614-8980. Films in San Antonio. The Source continues after this. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. From script writing to the silver screen, San Antonio's film industry, how do we make sure that San Antonio's story is told in an authentic manner and that we take advantage of the great talent that we have in the city? We're talking about that this afternoon. We invite you to call in 210-614-8980. And Noelle is on the line. Noelle, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
All right, go ahead.
I just had a question. I'm going to be majoring in film and filmmaking, and I'm a college student, and I know in order to graduate, I would have to go on an internship, and I was just wondering, would any of you know, like, a good internship I could go into when I'm getting closer to my major?
All right, Noelle, thank you for that. Internships, and that's a great way to get a foot in the door. And so, Crystal Jones?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll be starting an internship program for this summer. So please look out for that on filmsanantonio.com. I know the Texas Film Commission has an extensive internship program, which is fantastic for folks to get experience. But there's also production companies in the area that you can find through our production database. And there's also facilities like Alamo City Studios that have an extensive internship program. So if you just take a look at filmsanantonio.com, go through the production directory, take a look at the companies there. They're certainly always looking for young talent to help out.
Min Vu with the Texas Film Commission, statewide or in Austin, internships, fellowships, grants, there's all sorts of things that people, if they find out about them, that's the first step, right?
Sure, yeah. And I'm kind of going to echo what Crystal said as well. We do have our own internship program here in Texas, you know, that is at Austin. But if they're able to make that, we're accepting applications for anyone who's interested. But in addition to that, like the San Antonio database, we have a statewide database of different production companies that have listed and oftentimes do offer internship opportunities. And as far as grants and things like that go, we have an FAQ page on our website as well that has a list of grants that we've come across that are offered from the, like, throughout the state, based in the state, and then also nationally as well. So that might help students or emerging filmmakers find those sources of help.
All right, and here's another caller, David. And David, welcome to this. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I was a graduate from the film program at a community college, Northwest Vista. And since then, I've worked on different projects as like a production assistant, intern. I edited a feature film in Yorktown and worked as an intern for video effects for commercials. But I've actually sort of switched gears and gone into programming. And one of the reasons I did that is the more work I did in the San Antonio film and some light Austin filmmaking, I felt like I wasn't going anywhere. And so I was wondering if this was something that y'all think you could, or if something that y'all might be worried about or that y'all could address, people that are working in the industry but feel like they're not going anywhere, and how they can sort of continue down the path and actually make a living from this.
All right, David. So, Dago Patlan.
Well, that's definitely a concern for some folks. I had a guy that decided after a couple of years in television, he was going to go back and get his master's degree in coding because the work was a little bit too difficult for him. You really have to love what you're doing. You have to be really into it. But the folks that are into it 100% in a way that you just live it. I have worked on sets where I have worked 22-hour days, 18-hour days, get a couple of hours sleep and go back, and you do it for 2-3 weeks at a time, a couple of months at a time. And the struggle is, you know, they say the struggle is real. Film and television, the struggle is real. And it takes quite a long time before you really start to see any return on that investment. I was in the business almost 8 years before I started really seeing real money at it. Sometimes it's quicker for other folks, depending on where you start. And a lot of times it's who you know and who you start to work with and how quickly you climb that ladder. It's not like the corporate world where you start at an internship and you're sitting in an office and before you know it, you've moved your way up the ladder. It's a different industry, and it works a lot on connections. It's not necessarily how hard you work. It's how hard you work and who you know.
What about talent?
Talent? Oh, yes, of course, talent. But it's talent and who you know, because you can be really, really good at your job. But if the right person doesn't see how good you're working and how hard you're working, you could be that shining star that no one sees.
All right. Let's go to Margaret. She's called in. Margaret, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
All right.
I just have a question about, I know that the state incentive for Texas, the tax incentive is not, great. I know the former film commissioner, I think, implemented somewhat of a local tax incentive, and I'm just wondering what the current film commissioner is doing to ensure that we get high-end productions here in San Antonio.
Right. Thanks for the call, Margaret. That goes right to you, Crystal Jones, since you're the film commissioner for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture.
Yes. So in October 2016, City Council unanimously passed an incentive of 7.5%. This can work in conjunction with the state's incentive, or it can work independently. This has been an incentive that has attracted conversations about coming to San Antonio. We actually have a program, Pool Kings, which is in production right now, that has qualified for that incentive. It also brought an independent feature to town that originally planned to use the incentive, but because they didn't meet one qualification, they ended up filming here anyway without using the incentive. So I'm constantly having meetings at South by Southwest, Sundance. I go to Los Angeles to talk to production executives, to talk about our incentive and what it means for Texas. So we are constantly promoting this and working to attract productions to use the incentive.
And Minh Vu, Texas Film Commission?
Sure. And I think it's about being collaborative with all of our regional film commissions and our, as Dago was saying, our film-friendly certified communities as well. We have portions on our website that kind of list local city incentives that we're aware of, as well as obviously our state incentive too. So it's kind of amplifying all of the resources and opportunities that are there and giving these interested filmmakers all the tools and knowledge that they need to hopefully make the right decision.
Back to the phones with DeWayne. DeWayne, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Okay, sir.
I was calling because I'm a local filmmaker as well, African-American, born and raised on the east side of San Antonio. And I was calling to say, you know, shamelessly plug that I have a film upcoming soon called Free Word. But I'm excited about the time that it is right now in San Antonio because I'm seeing a lot more opportunity in the filmmaking world. I also work with another production house, and we just shot a short film that's going to be premiering soon. So I'm actually starting to find work. And with the Texas Film Commission, I would like to see, you know, like maybe like the young lady said earlier, with a little more outreach to the community, because a lot of the things that I've done or learned is just by me doing it. And I didn't find the support, maybe because I haven't been looking for it, but I also didn't know where to find it too. But with that being said, I think that the community is growing at a good rate.
All right, Dwayne, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. A lot of people are nodding their heads celebrating your progress. And you wanted to add to that, Dago Patlan?
Sure. I think one of the things that's come out of this is the Film Society has been really helpful in kind of creating a kind of a cultural collaborative of filmmakers, and out of that is springing kind of a really nice community where before it was really scattered all over San Antonio, where maybe not everybody knew who was working or who had this ability to do that, or who was an editor, who was a good grip, who was a good audio person. And that building downtown, which used to be John Schneider's production facility at one time, they've all kind of moved in there and started kind of doing their own thing. And you have all these folks now in one place, and they can talk to each other. And it's really nice to see that community grow. And they've got an email blast that they send out. And it's when you get all those people together in one room, all of a sudden you realize how much is really happening. And they also offer workshops and educational opportunities. That's a community growing. And once you see that happening, then you know, hey, there is something happening. Hey, there is a job available. Hey, this guy needs me for a day to do audio. Or I can grip on this. I can carry a sandbag. And you don't necessarily have to have all the skills ready to go on those productions. You can sit there. You can, well, not sit there, but you can actually do some of the jobs that and watch and learn. And before you know it, you can move up the ladder and take those higher paying wages on those sets.
So we have a group, a community in San Antonio willing to come together to support each other for people like I was really thrilled to hear Dwayne talk about. He just did it. He got tired of waiting for someone to help him, and he said, I'm going to do this myself. And we have a community who want to help you help yourself make that first movie. Is that right?
That's correct. So these folks have their own little micro businesses. Some of them are working out of that space full time. Some of them are doing it on the side. And that's one of the nice things about that space is
so that you'll help somebody help make their movie, and then they will help you make your movie.
Right.
And together you'll polish each other's work. Some guy knows how to do color correction really well on the computer and make everything look really cool. And the other guy knows how to has a gear and makes this good audio. Audio, you can't forget about audio.
Right. Audio, we always used to teach it's 50%, but I say 60-40.
All right, and so I really want to get back to where people can get more information. Crystal, tell us again about what's happening with the Film Commission.
Yes, so you can go to filmsanantonio.com. At that link, you can find our production database. Please upload your information. It's free so that you can get called for productions. There's a location database where if you even have a film location or if you have a place that you think would be great for filmmaking, you can upload that. The cast and crew calls are located there, workshop information, screening information, and also a resource page with a variety of magazines, a variety of links that you can go to learn about filmmaking, and also information about city resources and also the grants that men
A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to thank our guest, Crystal Jones, Film Commissioner for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture, Dago Patlan, Chair of the San Antonio Arts Commission Film Committee, Manuel Solis, Programmer for the Cine Festival at the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center, and Min Vu at the Texas Film Commission. This is The Source.